feeling, and I give you this, that I didn't want to do it. The flesh was too proud. The only reason we're doing it, I don't know whether I'm right or not, but I look you in the face and tell you, I've been an evangelist for nearly 30 years. I do not believe there's the slightest hope in our organized church. I believe they are so far in custom and tradition from both gospel and method that in this generation we'll not see them back. I'm not satisfied for them. I'm willing to bear the charge of being unethical, and I'm willing to feel. A lot of people are hoping we feel, yeah, we may do it, brother. But I'd rather feel, trying to lead you to the place where the Holy Ghost would, through your testimony of mine, awaken and quicken and regenerate lost sinners. The method used in our organized churches are turning out people who by their lives do not evidence that the Lord is safe. I know that, so. I've been in this kind of life. I'm willing to bear whatever it will say. That doesn't mean I got to anything about it. I'm just sorrowful, godly pastors who have got their hands tied. I tried for years to minister in their churches and preach a gospel that disturbs without disturbing anybody. But sometimes the Lord would overrule and disturb them in that. If there's one thing I'm dead certain of, it is that this generation of so-called Christian people are mortal enemies of the Holy Ghost. We are not going to have any land. I'm saying, we got anything to brag about. God knows. I want to honor the Holy Ghost. I've seen so many people talk into a profession of faith, through their hell. I don't see any more. And there's nobody can open a sinner's heart but the Holy Spirit. And I'm tired of giving lip service to them. I believe it. I believe it all in my heart. I don't have to have any message. We want to be friends with people. I was down at a conference at Piedmont. And I was already received, and many of the faculty members listed with me, and I appreciate that. That doesn't mean anybody has to pull the punches. But it does mean that we want to be at peace with all men so far as we can. That then the leaders have the awful responsibility, since we are saying we're trying to get back to New Testament truth and New Testament method. I look at you and I look at me. What little peanuts we are. And I'd quit tonight if it wasn't the fact that God's way is to use the weak things of the world to put an end to the wisdom of this old world. Brethren, it's wonderful to have a hope that we might see God bless in our day. I said that publicly, and they shouldn't have done it, but we do appreciate the youngsters from Piedmont. We're not preaching in the heresy here. We're trying to get back to the truth. One of the preachers make such criticisms of my ministry, none of them will make it to me. They won't cross sword with me. They know by the grace of God that I study very much. So with this Bible before us, power in the gospel, there's power in the Holy Spirit, there's power in the risen Christ, there ought to be power in an institution that calls itself the Church of the Living God. Tonight. I want to read tonight from the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And the text is verses 30, 31, and 32. And when I read the text, I want you to ask and allow me to go back and read the context. Tonight, I want to deal with a way to be saved.
Faith. And in response to the dead
possess all of the power of Almighty God, thou shalt receive. And you'll be saved in such a wonderful way, if there's any other way to be saved. That is spirit, when the whole household will be saved.
Never gotten a grasp on that glorious
church to save anybody, he must not only hang the sinner on a cross to pay that penalty, but he must put a disposition within men's hearts to want the merits of that cross. And that's what the gospel is. It ain't just the news of Christ dying on the cross. It's the news of the God who is in Christ reconciling the world to himself, making people not only willing but anxious to be made like the Son of God. George Stewart was ministering in Dallas, Texas. I get prayed some things like this. Every time you heard George Stewart preach, he preached the gospel. He believed in the great doctrines of the Word of God. Ministered 40-odd years in the biggest Baptist church in the world. It's not men who think that make fun of these doctrines as peanuts in the pulpit. That's right. Dr. Church said one sermon on the big First Baptist Church, a little German girl came and asked for baptism and said the deacons questioned her. She was just 13. She spoke in guttural German. And they were all jubilous of her. And they turned and said to the pastor, "Perhaps she's not ready for baptism yet. Maybe she doesn't quite know what's all about." Dr. Church said, "I turned to her, and as I came up to her, she was sobbing. And she said, 'Oh, Brother Church, if I could be like Jesus.' And he said, 'Brethren, I move she be accepted for baptism.'" Christ's little flock down here on this earth was just a bunch of people who wanted to be made like the Son of God. There are three things in this text tonight. I want to look at from three different directions, if I can. First, here's a glorious invitation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You know, an invitation from God's a command. I want to help some of you now. Speaking to some of you now, honestly believe God's working. You want to be saved. Listen to me now. When I was a chaplain in the Army, as a lieutenant, of course, chaplain, a few days after I got on my first field, I got an invitation from the commanding officer inviting me to the officer's dance on the next Saturday night. It was beautifully engraved. You've been in the Army? When the commanding officer invites you, that's the command. That's the command. Listen to me. Somebody says, "Should I believe when the Lord tells me, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ'? Can I? I tell you, you must." For my Lord's invitation is a command. And when the colonel invited me, I almost afraid of being blasphemous now. When the colonel invited me and thus commanded me, that was my warrant. That was the assurance. That's all I needed. I against the record. I have a blog against it. I went to some of the dances. They were so bad. I let them give me a black mark on my efficiency rating. I'd have been a first lieutenant to the Lord came. I never got promoted. Every time I didn't show up at the officer's dance, they marked a black mark. I had disobeyed my commanding officer. When Queen Elizabeth invites you to come before her, it's a command. And when God Almighty says as Moses lifted up the world, serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Whosoever believeth in him, that's a command. That's a command. When he says in the book of Romans that the gospel been preached for the obedience of faith in all nations, that's God's invitation, which is a command. Somebody said, Brother Bionic, I can't believe that I say you must be. It's his command. By the word of encouragement, the command of King Jesus is your word for believing. For when King Jesus tells you something, the power available to do it is there. Do not try to teach classes on theology there on Sunday night. I warn you not to go beyond your depths and yet not be afraid of truth. Hear it tonight. Listen to me tonight. God help you, sinner, tonight. There is needed power in hell on earth that can keep you from getting to Christ, except your Lord will say. The Lord was saved just like that. Except this is the condemnation, my Lord said, that light is come and men walk darkness rather than light. You may talk to me about your difficulties and about your unbelief and about your striving, and I tell you, you're going right flat dead to hell on the Son of these days before you die. You can come clean and turn your back on yourself and your sin. When you do that, the light will be there. The light will be there. The light will be there. This is an invitation. My Lord's invitation is a command. It's a command. You must do it. You must do it. You must do it. Look how the ladies made play. No barrel. Spurgeon used to talk about the cities of refuge. The Old Testament talks about if a man accidentally killed another, cities of refuge provided. If he could get to them, he couldn't be arrested and tried. Just Spurgeon used to say, I imagine that on the highway and through the wilderness, over the hills, there's a fellow looking for the city of refuge. He'd find signposts this way to the city of refuge. Then Spurgeon has a sermon on picking up the stones of stumbling. He said that people go along the highway and pick up the rocks and the stones. So some poor old fellow stumbling along, trying to make the city of refuge before their coming to call. Oh, how blessed it is. How blessed it is. The Holy Spirit's down here. Listen to me. He's in the very business, not of blocking your flight to King Jesus. He's in the business of removing the stones that would cause you to stumble, pointing your way to the city of God. It's a command. It's a command. It's a command to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lordship of Christ is not left out.
Just let most of what we say go in one ear and out the other. We are
men and women. Some of you, you're bound. The devil's got his coils just tight about you. Bound with drink, bound with lust, bound with this, bound with the other. I want to see the Holy Ghost cut you loose. Cut you loose. I'm glad he's here. Because the Bible says any of you sinners can take Jesus as your Savior and go into hell. No man can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Ghost. The only one that can reveal the Lordship of Christ to you is the one who's bound. I'm preaching it to him blowing the face. He's the only one that can enable you to stand up for a congregation all the devils out of the world. Say, Jesus is my Lord. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. But you can't do that by yourself. You can't just decide to do that. You poor, helpless, bound sinners. The Lordship of Christ is in this text. We're commanded to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Where five times in the New Testament where Lord and Savior occur in the same verse, and each one of the five times is exactly different than you hear it now. This so-called Christianity that can't even solve the moral problems of the day, or the great problem, any other Lord, except except by the Holy Ghost, and then tell you what I'm going to tell you. There is no Holy Ghost, and he's not yet, but he is here. And the solution to all our problems and our heartaches, and everything else, the glory of God and the salvation of sinners, is for the Holy Spirit to find us worthy, pour himself out of power. This is the way. I come now in the second place, get a little closer home. Listen to me, unsaved friend. I see in this text you're right. You got a right to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. This is your right. The Lord's command. You say, I can't do it, man, straight. Thank God you don't have to. I'm talking to you about God who will say to a man with a withered arm, stretch out your hand. Anybody knows man with a withered arm can't stretch it out. What he did. What he did. Anybody knows no hell-bound, self-loving, sin-loving sinner can't get to Christ. But I see some of them there. It can't be done, but bless God it is done. Oh, I tell you about a miracle-working God whose command is your right. This is almost blasphemous. My Lord said, man prepared a great supper, and he sent out to the folks, and they were busy. And then he said, be out and tell them everything ready. Supper's on the table. A strawberry shortcake's ready to serve. Come on, all things are ready. They made excuses. He said, go out to the lame and the halt and so forth and compel them to come in. Somebody says, I'm not worthy. Brother, the king's invitation is your right. Is your right. Greatest old sinner that ever lived. Bless God. You got a right now. You got a right. King Jesus gave it to you. Get in to see Isaac. I'd get in to see King Jesus. His command is my right. Brother, if you get to him and he turns you down, you be the first person that ever went to hell that way. This is almost blasphemous. God's command is the sinner's right. Do you get it? You have a right to come. Oh, he didn't put supper on the table. So when you came and said, I'm hungry, he'd say, go away. No. Greatest mystery of the Bible, I reckon, is this. I think I've given it to you. When you can solve this problem, you have all the answers. Where's the glory of my God's gospel? There'll be no vacancies in the mansions in the sky. Every last one of them will be filled with an old sinner saved by grace. And there's room for all. No man can understand it. That's the glory of the gospel. From the ground. No vacancies were put in. No, nobody got to leave out. No room. Nobody. Not a barrier in the way. Not a barrier. He said, no, Bobby, I can't repent. but if you can get to Christ, he's exalted. At the right hand of God to give you with him. Oh, brother Barnum, such a wicked sinner as I have got me right. You're right. Is in the proclamation of King Jesus. Mind, it's that easy. Everybody gets saved. No. Nobody pays any attention to us except somebody who feels the need to be made clean. Who goes around crying, I'm unclean. Nobody seems to be interested about them because they're not sick. Your gospel's too big for me. I'm so glad that you're just as helpless as you can be, but you're helpless. Why? There's just one thing on earth. Just one thing on earth will keep you from getting to Christ. That's your Lord. Lighteth every man. Got plenty of light. If you abide, these lights won't do you any good. In order to save a man, my Lord had to come turn on the light. The Holy Spirit had to come open your eyes. My Lord's command. Come down here to put a stumbling block in the way of people being saved. The Holy Spirit wasn't sent down here to keep people from being saved. I believe with all of my heart that the Holy Spirit is the friend of sinners. I'm so glad he's here. I see in this text an urgent necessity. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is urgent business. For there isn't salvation except this way. Nobody will be interested in this unless the Lord awakens you to your condition. Oh, how urgent. It's a midnight hour. A trembling sinner. A glorious necessity. If you're going to be saved. If you ever hope to be saved. It's in him. It's in him. It's in him. It's not in praise. It's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it the other way. But that way is the way. But my Lord's not a minister of sin. And I come back to my opening remarks. The heart of the gospel is the doctrine of predestination. The doctrine of predestination is that the Lord's going to have a saved people and that their salvation be complete when they have been made like Christ. Been made like Christ. Oh, help me. My Lord didn't come down here just keep a bunch of people. out of here. My Lord didn't come down here to grant men a license to sin. My Lord came down here because God loved. He got to have somebody to love him. And that love must be willing. And the miracle work of the Holy Ghost is to turn men down, is to take him on the cross. Oh, if you can ever see him with eyes of faith, you'll come to love him. You'll come to love him. As I grow older, I'm coming, I think, more and more to believe this. Nothing will ever break total wicked heart of yours except to look at him. Nothing. I'm so glad the Holy Spirit here. Holding sinners to look. Look! Look with my eyes! Take a look out of my eyes that I might see. There's nothing that will break your heart. Take a look at him. I tried to preach last Sunday night. Well, to get to there, you can believe it. Thank God for it. Rest upon it. But he hung there in your stead. People don't go to hell. Believe in them. It's a kind of a foggy way tonight. It sins on the prowl. Death is around the corner. Christ-denying modernism. Holy Spirit dishonoring fundamentalism that got America in a grip. The Holy Ghost not near the camp. Nobody can open your eyes so you can see it. Over. She put her on it and said, Daddy, did Jesus do that for me? I said, yes, honey. And she said, I want him to be my Savior. My Lord said, you go to hell, boy, unless you be converted, come as a little child. Close those eyes, Lord, right now, send a friend, look. Can't you by faith, your mother taught you the Bible, can't you take him at his word? Can't you see it? Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.